What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here, let's talk a little bit about computers here. There is a new protocol coming along called DNS over HTTPS. And eventually, all the major browsers will support this. And the idea is that when you're browsing a website, that rather than go to the ISP's DNS to find out where to go, when deployed inside a browser, it allows the browser to hide DNS requests and responses inside regular-looking HTTPS traffic. Now, doing this makes a user's DNS traffic invisible to third-party network observers, such as ISPs. And users love it. They love the increase in privacy. Of course, ISPs and network operators and cybersecurity vendors hate it. See, it's another one of these ironies. The cybersecurity companies, they want there to be cybercrime. They want there to be hackers. They want there to be scammers because that's what encourages you to buy more of their product. Anyway, Russia has announced they're going to set up their own equivalent of Wikipedia. And they say it'll be fully online and probably larger than the existing Wikipedia by 2023. And they say the reason it's going to be different is there will be no censorship. And they just want to make sure that Russians and whoever else that accesses the site has access to more detailed and reliable information. Apparently, part of the problem is that Wikipedia, the existing Wikipedia, is blocking information that shows Russia in a good light. I mean, the American social media giants, whether it's Wikipedia or Facebook or YouTube or Google, they've become gatekeepers. They are as compromised and in service to the propagandists as ABC, CBS, NBC, so forth and so on. And right now, people who are out here on the internet, we're looking for a way to communicate with each other that doesn't have to go through that filtering. And there's a lot of different ideas out there floating around. A lot of people are talking about bringing back FidoNet. But I think a lot of people are very resentful. They made the time and money and work investment into setting up to be able to use the independent media, to be able to use the internet, and now they find the government using our tax dollars to basically slam the gate shut and say, no, 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 no. This is what you will think. This is what you'll believe. All right, turning to the medical establishment. According to Hugh Fundenberg, MD, there was a study done recently that showed people who have more of the flu shots, the annual flu shot, like the one this year that they were already admitting is totally ineffective, the more of those flu shots you have, the more likely you are to come down with Alzheimer's disease. And it has to do with the fact that modern vaccines still contain mercury, and aluminum, and as they build up in the brain, it leads to cognitive dysfunction. All righty. On Monday, Mercury is going to transit the sun, and this only happens 13 times a century. Last time it happened, I was still living in Hawaii. And a word of caution, do not look at the sun directly. You'll damage your eyes. Either use a certified solar filter on whatever optics you have, or you can use a technique that's called solar projection, which is where you have a small telescope. You don't need a big one for this. And you point it at the sun, and down on the ground, the eyepiece will project an image of the sun. You'll have to focus it in, and you'll be able to see this little tiny dot transiting the sun. And of course, it's something I'm sure science teachers all across the country are going to be doing. So there we are. All righty. David Attenborough, who enjoys a sterling reputation as a modern video naturalist, got caught in a whoopsie, and he did an Our Planet episode in which walruses were seen throwing themselves off cliffs onto rocks, basically committing suicide. And he said it's because their habitat was decimated by climate change. Well, the story was untrue. Now, walruses regularly take to the water as part of their seasonal migration, and some plummet to their doom in their hurry to escape predators like polar bears. Sometimes hunt walruses by triggering a stampede off a cliff, much as the way ancient man used to hunt the mammoth, by scaring them off the edge of a cliff. And viewers of the program showed that these walruses were being threatened by polar bears, and because of where Attenborough's camera crew was positioned, they didn't have any place else they could go. Now, supposedly, Attenborough has already revised this episode, but again, it shows that, yeah, even he is caught up in this whole global warming thing. And yeah, it's been in other episodes as well. This winter, I'm hoping, is going to convince a lot of people that global warming, human-caused global warming, is no more real than Saddam's nuclear weapons. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And in another reminder that the goal of PC is to basically destroy our culture, there are now calls to cancel Thanksgiving. So all of the excess cooking and eating and feasting and belching is contributing to greenhouse gases. It really is off the top here. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I saw this story out before and I wasn't sure about it, but supposedly the military rolled out tanks in Queens to basically surround a house and confiscate a bunch of guns. It's one of those things where it seems like, I don't know, I think somebody misinterpreted what was going on. We know that the Democrats want to find a way to confiscate guns, but they can't do it without first convincing the majority of the American people that gun confiscation is a good thing. And they're not getting that. They're not getting the traction. And all these fake mass shootings and everything have not really changed very many people's minds. You know, recruiting young children to be the spokesman of the gun grabbers, that's not working either. Americans are not the naive, gullible people that we were back in the 1950s and 1960s. Apparently, investigators have already found evidence of election fraud in the I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Too many things to look at here. Apparently, investigators looking into the election results in Kentucky, where the Democratic challenger won by a razor-thin margin, the Republican incumbent refuses to concede and is calling for a recanvassing. But there were allegations of irregularities during that election, and apparently investigators have actually found something, according to InfoWars. And again, Trump had 3.5 years to clean up the election system, and he failed to do so. He's probably going to lose next year. I mean, they're already cheating. They're already out there cheating. Apparently, TPUSA loaded up a Q&A session at Representative Dan Crenshaw's Prove Me Wrong event, sent in a bunch of shills, if you were, to ask loaded questions to try and get him to say something embarrassing. Politics is indeed a very, very dirty business here. Randy Zuckerberg is out there saying eating insects may be the next big trend in gourmet, sustainable food. And I'm sure the majority of people are going to be saying, ooh, yuck. But if you follow various travel shows, and I'm a big fan of Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates. And when he goes to visit these other countries, he'll stop and he'll have some of their local cuisine. And you'd be amazed about how many other countries bugs are a regular part of the diet. And they are nutritious. My aunt, when I was a kid, had this store where she could buy chocolate-covered ants. And she'd eat those as a treat. So that may, in fact, be a viable source of food as we're coming into this food shortage here. It's just going to take people getting used to the idea. All right, one of our members put up a story here from the Associated Press. The Mormon Church is now being forced to confront its history of polygamy after 9 women and children massacred. But as Steve Elkins pointed out, this particular group that is still practicing polygamy is a splinter group that broke off over this very issue. Now, the Mormons who are living up in Utah right now, for the most part, they don't practice polygamy anymore. And again, it's part of their history. And the Mormons are hardly the only culture that allow polygamy, at least among the elites. Chinese emperors would always have, you know, one empress and then a secondary consort and a whole bunch of other girls hanging around. Saudi Arabia right now is trying to bully the ultra-rich into buying Aramco stock. Analysts are saying this is not really likely to turn Saudi Arabia's economic problems around. Saudi Arabia was unintended damage from the U.S. attempt to drive oil prices down to harm Russia. And it turned out Russia's economy was a lot more resilient than thought. But a lot of other people suffered ancillary damage, including Saudi Arabia, which had to issue government bonds for like the first time in half a century. Canada got hit. Shale oil got hit. We have a government that follows through on these policies that sound good at the time without a real careful analysis about, you know, what's going to be the fallout? Who else is going to get hurt? Or maybe analysts are providing the information and it's simply being ignored. We've got to get those Russians. And yes, other people will be hurt, but it's a sacrifice I am willing to make. Back in 1975, the last year for which accurate figures are available, there were 400 journalists and editors under the CIA payroll. It's called Operation Mockingbird. It started at the end of World War II and continues to this very day. Okay. Alrighty. Facebook Communications has now admitted that 100 developers had access to user data. Supposed to be able to get at, but they had it. They're still trying to assess how much real damage was done. Mark Levin is out there saying that the whistleblower law does not apply to the president on a phone call. Whistleblower does not have protection. He does not meet the elements necessary for protection. And of course, everybody's out there screaming, you can't name him, you can't name him. Too late, the name's out. Kanye West is out there saying black power is not just to vote Democratic for the rest of our lives. Well, he's hit that one on the head. But the Democrats are shifting away from dependence on the black vote to the illegal immigrant vote. And again, that was another thing that Trump had 3.5 years to deal with, and it hasn't been dealt with. We get a lot of press releases. We get video of, you know, portions of a fence being built. That's it. We're not seeing an end result. The government has reached the point where they're trying to basically sustain their image and their leadership on the basis of press releases rather than getting anything actually accomplished. Apparently, over on The View, they were talking about Roman Polanski. Now, if you're young, you probably don't recognize the name. Very famous film director, and he got into trouble because he was having sex with an underage girl. And rather than face trial, he basically exiled himself to Europe, where he's continued to make films. But there's been a big hue and cry in Hollywood about it's time to bring Roman Polanski home. And Whoopi Goldberg apparently went on the record saying that what Polanski did wasn't rape. Well, Whoopi, even if consensual, sex with an underage girl is legally defined as statutory rape. And he broke that law. Now, if somebody wants to issue a pardon or a sentence commutation, that's one thing. But this idea that it wasn't rape, it's just silly. It just really is silly. Representative Jordan is moving over to the Intelligence Committee. I don't know what effect that's going to have here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. The food system is collapsing actively and rapidly. Urgent warning. Australia has dried out. There are no crops. And we had a video that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com earlier today about how difficult it is to try and harvest crops like corn in the snow. So again, stock up. Don't waste any food. It's going to be a while getting through to next year's first harvest. All right, they're still digging at the history of Ghislaine Maxwell, Robert Maxwell's daughter, and Jeffrey Epstein's, pimp, for lack of a better word. Apparently, she's now down in Brazil. Oh, they want that story to go away. Okay, YouTube has banned a doctor's warning about gender transitioning, calling it hate speech. Apparently, according to YouTube, if you question gender transitioning in young people, it's hate speech. Like I said, once you're an adult, if you want to make that choice, fine. Don't sell it to young people. And by the way, big secret being kept is how many people have transitioned to the other gender. And they get over there and realize it didn't really solve any of their life problems. And now they're transitioning back. And regretting the fact that because of what they did, they're unable to have children. We already talked about the Texas case here. Apparently, Glenn Greenwald was doing a live broadcast and was assaulted on air by pro-Bolsonaro supporters. They're getting violent out there. All righty. Let's see. Oh, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And when we come on back, we're just going to be going through the headlines again and looking for more stories. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We have a caller on the line, Captain Jack in Florida. And aloha, Captain Jack. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Good to hear your voice again. I've been off there for a while. Mike, I just got done listening to Dave Hodges over on another channel there, and he has come up with a deal about Alexis, you know, where they're wanting to separate from the United States. He said yes. There's nine people that got killed down there was part of the deal there. They threatened on his show a while back to start killing white people and Christians, and him and Paul Preston have come up with, they think that might be part of it. You heard anything about it?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. Now, who was it who was threatening to kill white people?
The gangs down in Mexico that are in favor of that Cal exit, you know, where they're wanting to separate from the United States.
Okay.
So you might listen to Dave over there. And by the way, I'm glad all your stuff made it over to the mainland, because some of those container ships have a lot of problems.
Well, we didn't get everything over here intact, unfortunately, but the damage was rather minimal. And, you know, as long as the computers spun up, I'm kind of happy. But other things like the remote to our Blu-ray player, we still haven't found that one yet. But again, this weekend is dedicated to getting Claire's office finished, getting my office finished, and we tried to reach a neighbor boy to help me get this done, but so far, no joy.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you did get everything, most everything over there, because they're always having one of them going over the side or burning up or something going on in these ships. But anyway, you're in a good place there. I used to run in the Ohio River. If you're near Evansville, take a look at that big bend there. You can look across it and see the boat you're going to miss. You know, you're going to pass. Coming down one side east, coming down the other, you can look clear across that piece of land there in Evansville.
Okay, I'm trying to picture it in my mind here. I mean, we went down
to...
we had to go. Okay.
Yeah, it's something that, see, yeah, I like the Ohio River. It's good over there in Indiana. Well, anyway, I'll let you go, Mike. I don't have much to talk about. I just wanted to let you know you might listen to, get on Dave Hodges' channel there and take a listen to that.
All right, well, I'll definitely take a look at that. I'm just trying to figure out why the drug cartels would want to start killing white people. I mean, that's who they're selling their drugs to for the most part. And,
yeah, well, that was part of the Cal Exit deal. I don't understand the whole deal, but he's got it all played out there, so I don't know whether he's right or not, but, you know, you could probably sort it out better than I could.
Well, you know, it's always a matter of interpretation because that western part of the United States, including California, was basically surrendered by General Santa Anna following the Alamo. And the position of the Mexicans is that Santa Anna didn't actually have the authority to give all that land away. Therefore, it is still technically part of Mexico. And that is why they feel justified in moving on in, speaking Spanish, and bringing back the Spanish culture to Southern California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder what the military is going to do out there. I was stationed out in San Diego for a while in the Navy, and the place is just it's full of Navy, Marines, and Army, and Air Force, and everything else out there.
No question, it's a big military town, along with all the tourist attractions and everything, and the current owners of all of that aren't going to want to let it go without a fight. The people who are pushing for Hawaii's independence are facing the same issue because everyone's saying, well, we've got all these military bases there, we got Pearl Harbor, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Mike, well, look, I'll let you go, listen to you for a while. Good hearing you.
Okay.
Hey, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. And apparently the New York Federal Reserve has disclosed that the repo madness is now hitting $190 billion a day. Maybe. And again, a lot of this is being driven by the fact that banks are slowing down their lending to each other. Now, the stock market did end in the green, but just barely. And the corporate media is out there saying, it's a new high record. Look how, you know, when they start treating investment data like it's a sports score, that's a red warning sign to me. So Daniel Park is out there saying, is it time to ban share buybacks again? Well, I think so. But, you know, they're really in a corner on all of this stuff. There is no solution other than to simply blanket forgive all the debt, have a modern-day jubilee. Money junkies will never let that happen. All right, we're going to take another break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, NBC News went on out with a classic man-on-the-street interview camera talking to passersby, and I'm sure they tried to load it up with shills, but they were asking about impeachment, and overwhelmingly the people are just saying, no, this has gone on far enough. And it's because even people who don't like Trump are realizing there's no there there. I mean, Adam Schiff keeps stumbling over his own feet now, and they're going to have the first open hearings next week. And already Schiff is trying to narrow the scope of GOP questions. He's turning it into a star chamber, into a kangaroo court. So... all right. Apparently, there was a bill before Congress for money to revive our national parks, which, like so much else in our society, have been allowed to deteriorate because the money is being spent on war, on Israel, on illegal immigrants, on refugees. And I'm one of those people who grew up with a great deal of pride in our national parks. I've been to pretty much all of them at one point or another. I went out to Grand Canyon before they put up all the safety rails and glass and everything. Back when you really felt you were connected to nature and you could walk along that rim, and you know, if you fell off and died, it was your own stupid fault. But apparently, Congress is saying, no, 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 we need the money for other things here. We need the money for other things here. So Elon Musk is out there saying that building the first sustainable city on Mars will take 1,000 starships and 20 years. Well, maybe. And being a big science buff, science fiction buff, if you will, it's exciting to think about. But I really do think that we have to take care of this planet first, or we're just going to export to Mars the same political corruptions that we have here. I think our entire global political system needs a makeover. And it needs to be refocused on taking care of the people whose labor produces the wealth that government spends. Now, there's this story from years ago about Davy Crockett when he was in Congress. And he was coming up for re-election and was walking around his district and talking to people. And they all loved him. They knew his name. He was famous. He had name value. And he was asking this one farmer who's going to vote for him. And the farmer said, no. And it all had to do with the fact that Congress had passed a bill allocating money for the widow of a soldier who had died in duty to the country. And the farmer's logic was simply this: if members of Congress wanted to dip into their own pockets to help out this lady, he would applaud them. But Congress was spending money that didn't really belong to them. It belonged to the people and was supposed to be spent to support the American people. Of course, we have gone so far away from that, where government is constantly taking money from us. They're violating that part of the Constitution that forbids direct, non-apportioned taxation. And they're just looting the country for money, and they're spending it on their pet projects, on Israel, on the wars. And we're being plundered bit by bit by bit by bit. Okay, now getting on back to that fired CBS News employee, Ashley Bianco, they're saying this is the tip of what could be a bona fide media mega scandal. Of course, the corporate media won't cover it. They're protect each other's backsides here. But here in the independent media, yeah, we're going to keep an eye on this. And we're going to really just start pounding on the idea you can't trust what's in the corporate media. And you certainly can't let them tell you what to think. You have to make that decision for yourself. Apparently, Iran has shot down yet another foreign drone conducting surveillance over its southern port city of Mashhad. Rented lips. So, gee, I wonder whose drone that could be. Apparently, up in New York, a police officer has been arrested on duty by federal agents with assault weapons. Apparently, this police officer, along with 26 others, was involved in an $18 million insurance fraud operation. And the others being arrested included 9/11 dispatchers and nurses. We're losing our civilization. We're losing our society. Anyway. Okay. Jane Fonda says the iconic red coat she was arrested in is the last piece of clothing she will ever buy, as she vows to quit shopping to fight consumerism in a move inspired by Greta Thunberg. Well, Jane, if you run out of clothes today, you don't look like you did back in Barbarella. Let's be honest about that one here. Children's chain Mamas and Papas collapses into administration, meaning bankruptcy, closes 6 stores. 73 staff have been let go just days after Mothercare went bust. So you can't claim to have this incredible economy going on when all these retailers are going out of business, especially this being the start of the so-called holiday shopping season. This is when it's all supposed to be ramping up, and instead we're seeing the opposite. Alrighty. Legacy media continues to titillate its fans with impeachment. There's no there. You know, it's based on one guy's impression of hearing one side of a phone call that Trump made to the president of Ukraine. It's all rumor, innuendo, and hearsay. They don't have anything on Trump. And again, I'm very disappointed in Trump. I backed him in 2016, mostly because I didn't want Hillary in that White House. But he's been a disappointment. I think he's a poor president. I think he's going to go down in history as being marginally above Millard Fillmore in terms of the quality job that he's doing. But I support the republic that this nation is supposed to be, founded on a constitution. Supposed to live under the rule of law, not the whim of the ultra-rich and ultra-powerful, Mr. Soros. Anyway, apparently Attorney General William Barr has announced this pre-crime program, and I'll bet you thought that that was just a science fiction movie there, starring Tom Cruise. But apparently they're out there. Barr has issued a memorandum to all U.S. attorneys, law enforcement agencies, and top-ranking Justice Department officials announcing the imminent implementation of a new national disruption and early engagement program aimed at detecting potential mass shooters before they commit any crime. Well, step one on that is, are they on prescription antidepressants? So it's just another excuse to spy on us all, make sure we're not saying double plus ungood things, the radio, social media. But again, how do you identify the real shooters? Because a lot of people like to talk tough. You know, around here, everybody's got guns. Indiana's real gun friendly. That's why we don't have mass shootings in Indiana. And it's almost become a joke here. The government has become completely ineffective. So if they can't fix something, they'll just say, well, we must do something and we'll pass another law. Immigration is a good example of that. All of this stuff that's going on, the crossing of the borders, the sanctuary cities, and the rest of it, is already illegal under existing law that is simply not being enforced. The politicians don't want you to think that they're just oblivious to the problem or they're encouraging the problem. So, yes, we're going to pass another law. So William Barr is out there saying, we're going to have this pre-crime program. We're going to stop the mass shootings by spying on everybody that's got a gun and make sure they're not talking about shooting people. And unfortunately, some gun owners who are rather irresponsible, they're not pulling the trigger on other people, but they talk about it. I want to take my gun and go shoot that SOB tax collector or something like that. And it's just talk. And even more important, it's protected under the First Amendment. And Barr needs to address the issue, or he needs to understand that we are looking at the issue that many of these mass shootings seem to be staged events support the gun grab agenda. And if you look at how hard they're pushing for the gun grab, they must really be afraid of us right now. And I can imagine with all the riots and protests around the world, some of which are now turning violent, like we saw down in Bolivia, the federal government is very concerned. The American people have reached the breaking point, and they're ready to stand up and start shooting. I'd like to avoid that. In fact, a big part of what has motivated me over the last, well, since 1994, is the desire to not let this country descend into anarchy, revolution, and civil war. But at this point, I'm ready to concede I may have wasted all that time. I may have completely wasted all of that time. Okay, let's see here. Little ongoing email debate with somebody over the Knights Templar and how they were actually Jews as well. And as I said to that one caller early on, don't get so focused on saying the Jews this and the Jews that, that you fail to realize there are other people who are not Jewish who are part of the problems that we're dealing with. Well, anyway. What's going on over at NASA? Well, there's not much at all here. Okay. All right, so coming up on the end of the show on this Powhana Friday, it's very frustrating right now to be looking at what's going on in this country and in this government. It does feel like a clown circus at times, a romper room. And you look at these members of Congress who are supposed to represent the best amongst us, and instead it seems like we voted for the worst amongst us, indeed the most childish. And that tells me the system is broken, that we're not getting the representation that we deserve. Corporate media and the government are all about maintaining their power and control and convincing you that everything is just really, really wonderful, even as we descend into third world status, which we clearly are. Look at the deteriorated roads, the rails. Apparently there's yet another dam out in Southern California that engineers are saying will not survive a heavy rain. If we get a lot of snow this winter, which looks to be the case, when it comes to the spring melt, there's going to be more floods. So where was the money to bolster the dams and make sure they're reinforced against the higher waters? Well, we're sorry. We had to choose between saving the American people in that floodplain area or buying more bombs and bullets. And unfortunately, the priority right now is bombs and bullets. And the real tragedy of it is, I know that in previous major wars, like World War I and World War II, the American people, non-combatants, not in the military directly, sacrificed a great deal. They endured tremendous hardships because they believed the wars were moral and just and necessary. And our government is pushing on Russia and China right now without that justification, without that support. The American people don't want any more wars. We've been at war now for what, going on 19 years? If you count Afghanistan? Longer than that if you count the fact that technically the war with North Korea is still on. And as that one commercial tends to say, yeah, we're being lied to all the time. We're the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sure that you're sick and tired of it. I want a truthful government. And if I can't get a truthful government, I want no government at all. And yes, that sounds like being an anarchist. But right now, being an anarchist is looking very attractive compared to what we have now, which is Republicans and Democrats just batting us back and forth like ping pong balls, trying to gain an advantage in a game that has absolutely no meaning or benefit for ordinary American citizens. As I said earlier in the week on one of these phone calls, going into this next election, forget about the rhetoric, forget about screams about Russian agents, forget about the rest of that. Take a look at your own personal life, you and your family, and say, are we better off today than we were in 2016? Do I have a higher paying job? Do we have a higher standard of living? Next year is going to be a year when voting your wallet really makes the best sense. Fortunately, with all the candidates lying about what they're going to do, that's going to be difficult. Although in the case of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we already know she's bad for the wallet with her Green New Deal. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our show on this Pauhana Friday here. We're going to go to the phones here to Mark in New York. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call in and talk about something I read in this book called Influence. And they opened up the chapter about reciprocity. And And they were talking about, the author mentioned some things about favors, handing out favors. The chapter actually begins with the a professor sending out Christmas postcards to strangers and how many responses he got back. He was very impressed with that. But also they talked about politicians receiving money from corporations. But it's, I found it interesting that it's a societal thing where when you give something to somebody, they feel obliged to give something back.
Yes.
And I just find it interesting that maybe there's some parallels politically with like what was Trump was doing and this idea of quid pro quo getting passed back and forth when he actually didn't give this new Ukrainian president anything particular. He might have been better off just giving him something and just mentioning in passing maybe that they could help him out, look into some corruption. What they were talking about in the chapter was Carter had a hard time because he was an outsider. He didn't have much influence, but Lyndon B. Johnson before him, they were impressed how fast he was able to get things implemented because he cashed in a lot of favors. He even mentioned Hare Krishnas were having a tough time making money, but once they started handing out a flower, they were able to get money, even though you know, the people were just tossing away the flowers. They'd go and recollect them and hand them out again. Also, sorts of funny stories like that, but also in societies, it was able to help people become experts in certain things in the community. So that was my idea.
Well, first of all, when the U.S. government hands out foreign aid to a foreign government, there are always strings attached. There's always a quid pro quo. I think a good illustration of that would be this friction with Turkey over the fact that Turkey wanted to drop the purchase of the Patriot missile in favor of the Russian S-400. And there was all this talk about sanctions and cutting of foreign aid and everything. So the idea that Trump would put conditions on aid to Ukraine, that's business as usual. There's nothing really unusual about that at all. Exactly what that quid pro quo was is where they're trying to focus all the attention. And again, they don't have anything at all to say that, yes, he was after Biden specifically. In fact, what we're hearing from Ukraine was that they were the ones saying, you know, you got to look into what the Bidens are doing because they're making huge amounts of money. And now we're finding out that other of these get Trump players were involved in this. They were all dipping in. And it's just one big, giant, corrupted gang. But Trump's not in it, which is why they're trying so hard to get him.
Yeah, he is an outsider. But to me, it's almost natural. It seems like they're making it like it's a sin or something, the quid pro quo. When
that's the job of the corporate media is to make you think it's a sin and it's something unusual and wrong. Anyway, there's the music. Yeah. It's time for us to go.
All right.
So thank you for the phone call, Mark. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support us. We do appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who has sent in money already. And we'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.